A sizable majority of voters cast their ballots for Republicans at the top of the ticket. President Donald Trump, Senator Dan Sullivan, and Congressman Don Young each racked up double-digit margins in the district that stretches from Metlakatla to Ketchikan to Wrangell and parts of Prince of Wales Island. Teresa Darlene Heitman says she was one of those Republicans. She says she's religious, conservative on social issues, and generally fits the profile of the mainstream GOP.
When I look at the issues, I'm all against abortion, and I've been a Republican all my life, so I'm just kind of like going to probably do my Republican thing.
She spoke to KRBD on Election Day at the polling place where she cast her ballot in person. But there was one race where she broke from her party, her local House race.
I did vote one independent because he's my buddy, and I know him very well, and he's good. Yeah. And the mudslinging did not change my mind at all.
Would you mind sharing who that is?
Dan Ortiz. Yeah, I really like him.
State Republicans didn't hold their fire in this race. Leslie Becker, the conservative Republican challenger, launched attack ads in mailers and on the radio, calling Ortiz a liberal ally of Democrats. But those attacks didn't seem to land with voters like Heitman. She says she's a former Alaska Marine Highway System worker, and she sees Ortiz as an ally of the ferries.
Because Southeast Alaska is, you know, the economy is already getting ready to die, and the ferry helps us a lot. All the transportation and the things that go on the ferries, people do not realize how important it is and how much it benefits Southeast Alaska.
And there was another factor at play. Becker polled poorly in communities with large Alaska Native populations, and that helped Ortiz score a 21-point victory. He garnered about 80% of the vote in Metlakatla, Heidelberg, and Saxman. Metlakatla resident David R. Boxley says that's due partly to Becker's controversial blog posts that touted resource development as a cure-all for social ills like addiction and alcoholism in rural Alaska Native communities.
I mean, I'd be naive to say that his opponent's comments weren't a factor.
Becker rejected any notion that her writings were racist. But the Tsimshian artist says Alaska Natives didn't just not like Becker. Many looked favorably on Ortiz's three-term track record.
He listens to us, and he knows us. He's known us for a long time.
Neither candidate was born in Alaska. Becker moved here 4 years ago and recently completed a term on Ketchikan's school board. Ortiz came to Ketchikan in 1969 as a child and has been a fixture in public life. He often addresses Ketchikan's city council. He knocks on doors, and he says his 21-point win, his largest margin ever in 6 years, speaks to the power of being close to his constituents.
District 36 voters know who I am. I've been here a long time. They know Dan Ortiz, and evidently, from what they've seen so far, that they're relatively pleased with the service that I provided.
And as a corollary, Ortiz says his choice to run as a nonpartisan independent makes it easier to reach voters on both sides of the political aisle. In the House, Ortiz wielded influence as a vice chair of the powerful Finance Committee. He says he's hoping to return to that role, but it's unclear whether Republicans will have enough members for a caucus or there will be a return to the bipartisan coalition that Ortiz had been a member of.
You know, I'm pretty confident that I'll be part of a majority, but confident is different than actually seeing it happen, so we just got to wait and see what those two results are.
So what's in store for House District 36's Republican Party? It's too early to say. Neither the local GOP chair nor Becker would comment for this story. But like most of Alaska, the Republicans continue to wield more influence than any other party. They remain the second largest voting bloc after undeclared and nonpartisan independents. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.